This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Happening tomorrow, Thundering Water with Shamrock Quest, Sarah Hopero, and good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what's going on tomorrow.
So the big news with this year's Shamrock Quest is we made the decision on Tuesday to pivot, which is a word we are all too familiar with, to an indoor event. We're taking it from Stewart Park in the pouring down rain to inside on Saturday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club. We are so thrilled to be working with Boys and Girls Club Executive Director Troy Johns and his amazing team to partner to be able to host this safely and dry indoors.
You know, amazingly, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I was driving by Stewart Park and I was thinking, gosh, you know, I've talked to the forecasters. This doesn't look all that good.
It was such a bummer, Kyle, because last year, if anyone was a part of the Shamrock Quest last year, it was one of the nicest days that we had had in March. It was beautiful. We were hoping for the same. It just wasn't meant to be. One of the things that played into our decision is we really want the community to be able to enjoy this event. Yes, people should be able to go out, rain or shine, but it was going to be days of consistent rain. The ground was going to be soggy. It was going to be cold. Everyone's been so sick. So we think that we have a solid plan in place to have this inside. And really not much has changed. We're still going to have the adventure quest. We will have the food trucks. We will have dance party, face painting, inflatable obstacle course, inflatable climbing wall, and all of the prizes that people of all ages can win for completing that quest. So the format of the event is kind of different than most events that Douglas County is used to. But we partnered with over 17 community organizations, ADAPT, Aviva, Boys and Girls Club, Douglas County Safe Routes to School, Elkton Community Education Center, Feet, Fish, Peace at Home, Rise, Roseburg Junior Cheer, FARA, Thrive, UCAN, Umpqua Health, Umpqua United Soccer, and the YMCA to host this event. And it was so popular last year.
Now, the actual adventure quest, explain that a little more.
So when you arrive, you'll receive a passport. Your passport is your ticket to fun. You then go into the event and visit all of the quest stations hosted by the community partners that I just announced. And they will have you complete a little mini quest, whether it's a physical challenge or a mental challenge. You collect as many stamps as you can with the opportunity to receive some bonus stamps. There will be some parent-child challenges announced at the event itself. Then you turn your passport in for a chance to win a number of fun prizes. We have bikes, scooters, certificates to local businesses. It's going to be a super fun day tomorrow.
So Shamrock Quest presented by Thundering Water. Explain what Thundering Water is all about if people don't know.
Thundering Water is a nonprofit with a mission to support families in their health and wellness journey. We are all about revolutionary recreation. We just launched our new Wow Truck programming, Wellness on Wheels. So visit our website if you want to learn more. We are into creating a healthier, stronger Douglas County region. We're here to support you, and we're just trying to look at health and wellness in an innovative new way of meeting families and all residents where they're at mobile.
Now, of course, you've got this Irish theme going, and I understand, and you're kind of representing it today, that you really are hoping people will wear a lot of green tomorrow.
Yes, show up in all of the green. I know last year a lot of the kids were decked out in looking like mini leprechauns, or maybe green isn't their favorite color, so they sported rainbows. But it's meant to be a festive day. We want you to come out and enjoy the event with your kids. There will be fun for all ages. We really wanted to think about our youngest Douglas County residents to our teenagers. And of course, the parents, we want you to get in on the fun and action as well. So we'll have the inflatable activities and plenty of fun at each of the quest stations. we're looking forward to it. And I am personally looking forward to setting up the event indoors, staying dry, and staying away from all of the germs that can come when you're out in the cold.
Yeah, definitely. Happening tomorrow, noon to 3, Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley. Anything else people ought to know?
Last chance to pre-register is today through 5:30 p.m. tonight. It's the best way to beat the line in person. You pre-register. It's a super easy form, and we just check you in instead of taking the time at the event to fill out your form.
All right, Sarah Hopewell from Thundering Water, the executive director. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.